Back again with you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Have a nice day. Radio WKLO News Time, 9:55.
This is G. Paul. Roberts and I have news.
A service of Radio WKLO.
No progress. The Paris negotiators met again today and once again failed to break the deadlock in the Vietnam talks. Diplomatic developments had hinted that a complete halt to U.S. bombing of the North might be forthcoming. A Soviet government and military delegation is now expected to arrive in Czechoslovakia today to sign a treaty legalizing the placement of Soviet troops in the occupied nation. Observers say the signing of the treaty inside Czechoslovakia instead of Russia is designed to emphasize the breakdown of the reformist leadership in Prague to Kremlin decrees.
Everything at Saigon Continental Airport was quite normal until General Curtis LeMay stepped from the Boeing 707 that brought him to Vietnam. A brief greeting from the U.S. commander in Vietnam, General Clayton Abrams, and Deputy U.S. Ambassador, then swarms of newsmen pushed and shoved up to LeMay, and were in turn pushed and shoved back away from the third-party vice presidential candidate by Secret Service agents, U.S. MPs, and Army officers. The only question the general answered was why he didn't want to hold any news conferences and have press coverage during his stay here. LeMay said he did not want to cause any commotion. Then, in the midst of all the commotion, he sped off, trailed by nearly a dozen MPG. General LeMay will be in Vietnam for 4 days for what is termed fact-finding for George Wallace. Roger Norum, Saigon.
Radio WKLO, weather in a word, mild. 58 degrees, it's 9:57.
Let's talk to another satisfied customer at Sam's Wool Pontiac. Your name, sir?
My name is Alan Biggs.
Mr. Biggs, did you shop around before buying your new Pontiac at Sam's Wool?
I shopped around and I felt that Sam's Wool could give me the best deal.
I see. And who is your salesman, sir?
Jim Considine.
I can understand why you're so excited about owning a new Pontiac, but were you able to save any money when you bought it at Sam's Quote?
The closest figure that I could come to was around $273.
Oh, you're right, Mr. Biggs. All Sam's Quote can do is save you money. Save you up to $300 or more when you buy your car from Kentucky's number one Pontiac dealer, Sam's Quote Pontiac. Sam's Quote pledges to beat any deal from any dealer at any place and at any time. And that's a powerful statement, but you'll know it's true when you drive out to the heart of St. Matthews and Sam Swope Pontiac, 4311 Shelbyville Road. You can't afford a new 69 Pontiac when you trade with Sam Swope, where nobody walks away.
Calling your GOP opponent, Captain Marvelous. Democratic senatorial nominee Catherine Peden has reiterated her charge that the crime rate is too high in Jefferson County. What has Marlo Cook done for you besides making your city 15th in the nation in crime, Ms. Peden asked at a West End meeting. With lunch pails in hand, employees returned to the B.F. Goodrich Company on Bell's Lane. The week-long strike ended yesterday as employees showed up for work. Meanwhile, some 58 strikers appear in circuit court this morning to face charges of violating an injunction against picketing at the plant on Bell's Lane. Still out, however, the strike at the Army Ammunition Plant at Charlestown, Indiana, is now in its second week. The Jefferson County Teachers Association, disappointed over the county school board's refusal to accept recommendations for salary increases, warned they will strike next month unless this dispute is resolved in their favor. The school board sent the matter to the state superintendent of public instruction at Frankfort after turning down the recommendations of a special mediation panel which suggested higher wages. Arson is the best guess, and a fire in a vacant house at 4320 Pinewood Road during the night. Camp Taylor and Black Mud volunteer firemen fought the blaze, which took about 20 minutes to bring under control. Fire Chief Frank Harden estimated damage at $2,000 to $3,000. A 44-year-old woman died in a crash at 3rd and River Road last night as the vehicle slammed into a concrete railroad support. Mrs. Louise Shuffett of 1106 Anita Drive was dead on arrival at Louisville General. Our direct weather wire to the United States Weather Bureau. Mostly fair and unseasonably warm today and tonight. Becoming partly cloudy and warm with a chance of showers tomorrow. High today and tomorrow near 85, low tonight 62. Current readings, the wind southeast at 5. Humidity 78%, the temperature under clear skies 63 degrees. J. Paul Roberts, Radio WKLO, continuous news.
WKLO.
AM and FM.
Louisville. right, Pete.
It's 10 now, and here's Jack Sorby with hit music.
All right, Pete, let's get a move on. 10 o'clock it is, and this is Cinderella Sunshine.